Well, I don't know. In a way, all that we ever had was down around our home and that we sold. It was stuck together with cement and everything, and we called that the little rock wall all the way around. And then around the garden, it was fixed higher, and that was even put together with cement.
But so, are they the same size, the rock
well,
wall?
Well, they were different size, but you fitted them in, and they'll often say to me, well, I don't see how you mean, you know just how those rocks fit in there, so you know, just work it out pretty.
Okay, let's see, would you use the word, have you ever heard of a swamp or a bog or a...
Swamp. We lived in Mingo, close to Mingo Swamp, and the water just stood there, and more huckleberries and things like that. It wasn't tendable soil, it was grown up in the... You know, trees and debris, just stuff like that.
Okay, if you were getting water off of a swamp, you'd say that you were doing what to the swamp?
Trying to drain it away.
Okay. And what would you call the things that you dug to drain it off?
Don't let that old Mingo sucks down there. Suck that back. No one ever knew where that come from. It would flood it.
Yeah.
And then it'd go down little by little, and there'd be fish. After that soak would go down, there'd just be fish laying all over it, and then that land was tendable.
Yeah. What is it called? Mingo Soak?
Mingo Soak. They called that a soak. It was a cave of a thing you could see in there, and that would go down, and they called it Mingo Soak. And the mail carriers couldn't go through there for a while, and then there's the colored schoolhouse down there, and it'd just get up all over that. And that got part of my father's tendable land. It would overflow that way.
What would the sucks do?
It would just that
pull it in?
Yes, just back and forth. Mingo sucks, they called it. And they say it's still down there now, and that was back when I was 50 years ago that I married and was way behind.
Okay.
55 years.
But, you know, if you were the little trenches that you would cut if you were going to drain a swamp.
Uh-huh.
What would you call those?
Little gullies. We will fix those gullies.
Okay. And, let's see. You know, now, you have a river, you know, that's pretty big.
Yes.
Okay, what might you have that's smaller than a river?
Well, streams, Mingo Stream, they'd call that Mingo Stream that was down there. And, they would spring from, maybe part of that would... There'd be a spring that this water would come out from under the bluff. That was where we'd camp every year. And that water would be just as cold, but when that river would get up down there, I remember we had a great big box of fish we had caught the night before, and that water got up and we got the box that the fish were in and washed them all away. But you know, they went to the lines the next morning and they caught fish back.
What about a creek or a branch or brook or what are these?
Well, now my creek down there where the lake is covered, we called it a creek. I said I loved every drop of water that ran down that creek, but I've got so much now I can't let it go.
Is a creek different than a stream?
Well, I would think so. I always felt that way about that. Down there it was wide and all like that, and some creeks are not so wide, and this one down there was fairly wide. And all they are different now. We always call them creeks. So, Alhalla Creek, that was where I went to school.
Yeah.
And that creek, you know, it had foot logs across to go across on the other side, and maybe a rail to hold to keep them. And then there's an old race down there, the water, they call it a race, that ran those mills, the flour mill and the meal. And then there was a factory down there that was all run by this, machinery was run by this Alhalla Creek that is all, it's all covered with water. You don't know one thing about it.
What, you mean a race?
Race, uh-huh.